Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White, the third, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 110, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today, we are reading Daniel chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou that Daniel which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, but they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee, that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Daniel chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Following the queen's suggestion, Belshazzar had Daniel brought in before him. The king seemingly belittled Daniel, referring to him as one of the exiles from Judah. He was from the same land whose god Belshazzar was holding in contempt. The king then relayed to Daniel what he had heard from the queen about Daniel's ability to do what the wise men and enchanters were unable to do. He promised Daniel the same rich rewards he had promised the wise men if Daniel could read the writing on the wall and interpret its meaning. Though written in Aramaic, it was difficult to read, perhaps because it was in an unusual script. We will continue this if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live on tomorrow. Thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand his holy word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6